It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Tonight, the New York City Rent Guidelines Board will vote on how much landlords can increase rents for rent-stabilized apartments all across the city. Last year, the board decided to freeze rents for one-year leases and allow for a 2% increase for two-year leases. And as the board prepares to meet, an investigation by ProPublica finds that landlords for some of these protected units have found a way to raise rents by far more than 2%, thanks to a loophole in the law. Cesare Podkol has been reporting this as part of the series The Rent Racket, and he joins us now. Cesare, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So to understand how landlords can do this, first we have to kind of review something called preferential rent. What is that?
Right. So the limits that you mentioned only apply to what's called the legal regulated rent, which is the maximum rent a landlord can charge in a rent-stabilized apartment. They can also charge any amount less than that, which is known as a preferential rent. Now, it used to be that these preferential rents, which are essentially discounts from the legal regulated rent, were regulated by the same limits that apply to the legal rents. So if the Rent Guidelines Board froze rents for one-year lease renewals, the freeze would apply to the preferential rents as well as the legal ones. But in 2003, the state legislature changed that and allowed owners to raise preferential rents all the way up to the legal amounts, whatever that amount might be, whenever the lease came up for renewal. And that means, you know, getting a discount is good, right, in the short term, but if the landlord can revoke it at any time, that means you're constantly living with that threat of a big sudden rent increase.
So give us a hypothetical, an example of a rent increase.
Sure. So one family we featured in our April story had a legal rent of $2,065 and a preferential that was about $1,500. And that meant when their lease came up for renewal, the landlord could raise it by more than $500 to that legal maximum, even if the Rent Guidelines Board said you can only increase the rent by 0%, 1%, or whatever. So they were going to face a huge rent spike if the landlord wanted to remove that preferential rent discount.
How many apartments were we talking about here?
So the latest data we viewed from the Rent Guidelines Board show that there's about 840,000 rent-stabilized apartments in the city. And of those, a 250,000 feature preferential rents. And if you do the math, that's about 30% of the rent-stabilized housing stock.
And you spoke to some of the people who this affects, right?
Yeah. And those are difficult conversations. I mean, these are families. One woman ended up going homeless when the preferential rent went up to legal. Another family just had to move because they couldn't stomach an increase of almost $600 a month. And it just happens very suddenly. Get your renewal form, your renewal lease, and just says your rent's going up drastically. And if you can't pay it, get out.
You recently mapped the areas in the city where this is a big problem. Which neighborhoods are being affected here?
So that was the striking thing. The newly available data that we got from the Rent Guidelines Board showed that 6 of the 10 New York City zip codes with the most preferential rents are all located in the Bronx, which, as you know, has long been the home to some of the city's poorest residents. Poverty rates in these zip codes were ranged between 30 and 43%, which indicates that many of the tenants have little ability to afford these big rent hikes. And the overlap is really striking. In Mott Haven, for example, around 48% of residents live below the poverty line, but about 43% of the rent-stabilized apartments charge preferential rents. So these are some of the areas where, you know, the risk of preferential rent increases, you know, really risks putting some people out of homes.
So is it legal? Why does this continue to exist?
Yeah, it's legal because it's a loophole in the law. So there's very little a tenant can do to fight a big preferential rent hike. It's legal because the legislature created this way in 2003, and efforts to repeal this haven't gone anywhere. The assembly, which is more democratic controlled, is more closely aligned with tenants, and they have passed repeal bills at least 6 times to change this 2003 law. But they don't get anywhere in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. And as we wrote last year, as part of the Rent Racket investigation, we found that Republicans take a lot of money from the real estate industry, and they don't allow these bills to go up for a vote.
You've also found some cases where landlords try to prevent tenants from actually talking about these preferential rents. What can residents do to protect themselves?
Yeah, so your landlord will typically include a lease that includes a preferential rent rider, which says that this preferential rent is for the duration of the lease, and I can take it away on lease renewal. Aside from that, I've noticed some really strange lease clauses, quite legally questionable lease clauses that landlords insert there, such as, you know, you can't discuss your preferential rent with anyone, and if you do, I'll raise your rent to the legal maximum. Or if you're late with your rent, I'm going to charge you the legal maximum. Or if I have to take you to court, I'll charge you the legal maximum. Check with lawyers and the state housing agency, and none of these lease clauses seem to be legal.
So will this have any effect on the Rent Guidelines Board, the vote tonight?
I guess we'll have to see what happens. Last year, when I was there for the deliberations, preferential rents did come up, but we'll have to just wait and see whether it sways their minds one way or the other.
WNYC will be following it. You can find more information on our website, WNYC.org. Also, there's a link to the ProPublica's map of preferential rents in New York City neighborhoods. Cesare Podkul reported the story for ProPublica. Cesare, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.